the case was, the one case was the fourth line. Because of the perish from the top. Because of the perish more than meaning beginning perish a shriach. Plenty of chossi also like a shriach. Kate and Sayoshi is in the mitzvah kind of a mess. We also may hushlash be a choice. Nide. We saw a claim a the gabi shichu yesh on the lema yese mitzvah kind of a mess in the short one. So, we haste name aus der Schapier, die man tickse, die hat am Munde, die kann man immer tun, geht nicht, aber immer tun man nur plötzlich, noch ein bisschen da, ich immer verstehe nichts, dass die Boe Kinder haben, was man immer tun, nicht und nicht kann das, die haben nur noch alle Geschichten zu lernen. So, this is, Schiffer is different, but why is Schiffer different? Schiffer doesn't require, who schlacht die Kinder. Why? This doesn't say anything. But, the Rosh in Subes, at the end of Perikl Yish, Mitziach Yisho, so he says that Shichu is different because there is a more expression, you know.
Shivos?
Yeah, there is more. Perik Mitzias Isha, Per Shishi of Ksuvet. The last paragraph. The one before the last, okay. Mitzias Isha. The Tiras Rabinutam, the Amrima Mitzvah Kain Divra Mes, Elo Hilche, the Havi Yachovish, the Havi Masnis, with the Hilch Mona Leplaini Begit, Vahim Doma Pinshekel Bni, Ironame, Shoy Amoyz Yachovish. יחידי שיוצא מלשוס נעשי, ביסס ניסי ובואו יעצור איש, יש לי קיים דבר המס. והוד אמרינם בגיטים, תרוני שפחוסי אוסס לי קיר הסוח, יעושה לו קיר הסוח, כיפינס היושים ואיסים לו קיר הסוח, משום מצל קיים דבר המס, ופיר שרשי, שימאים לו קיר הסוח, אלו בשיחו, צריכים לשחר איסו. הוסם נאמה, כי ביעצור איש נאמה. לפי שמרזקת בגופו. So, Tesis says that plenty of course is different. Very don't require has kushlas with hamet. But it doesn't say why it's different. But the Rosh does say why it's different. Because she is merzekes biadatsmo. So mele it's not less than hushlas with hamet. Even hushlas with hamet chilo is mechayed in mitzvah kind of mess. Ala haskama vechamo, where the shifra herself is already merzeket biyadat.
She's there.
Yes, she's there. So that's even more than hushla shikach. Hushla shikach is not biyad merzeket. But there is something like it's already in the possession of the doni. After all, he deposited
the
person in trust for another person. So it has the semblance of music. So it's better than Mushlash Mikach. The Ramban mentions from the Gemara of Plein Shifros, he also likeres Ruach. He also likeres Ruach. So Kevin Sayosh Mishacher Ezo. Because of Mr. Kain Rames, that even when it's not Mushlash Mikach, there is a din of mitzvah kind of ames, but it says, and that's the pshat in cases. No, on the contrary, daily, certainly, it's even better than Hushlas Kametzchilo. Because what is Hushlas Kametzchilo? Hushlas Kametzchilo means that the mess deposited a certain chayzet, certain monies, in trust for the doni. But is the doni the mozek? No, it's not a mozek. Who has possession? Somebody else has possession. But the doni doesn't have possession. Mashenkin here, the shifre, she is the object that is always deposited with herself. In other words, so it's even more than Hushlash Kachmetchilo. Hushlash Kachmetchilo has the semblance of Murzek. And this is Mamish Murzek. Because it makes a lot of sense. The contrary. it's even a little difficult as to why the Ramban is Deiche the Shite of Rabnatam on the basis of this Gemara. Alright. And this is what the Rosh says. The Ram and the Reef, I don't want to go over it, it's a very long one. And this Gemara, so he discusses the union of Mitzlekaim Divanev, and he mentions Rabnatam Shite, and he mentions the Ramban's Asoge, and then he says now, because here it's even better than Hushlas Kamitzilah. Here is a Muzak Mamesh.
Like the Rosh.
Like the Rosh. So, anyway, so that means that in the case where a person is Muzak, where the Doni is Muzak, Mamesh Muzak, then according to everybody, the Din of Mitzvah kind of a mess applies. According to Rabbi Tam and according to the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, on the basis of this Gemara, he says that Mitzvah kind of a mess applies to all cases, even when it's not Hushlas Lekach Mitzchilo. But in the case where it's Hushlas Lekach Mitzchilo, or is Muzik Be'atzmei, then the Monefsher, the Din of Mitzvah kind of a mess, applies to Hashem. Now, we saw last time, that there in Simen Reishin, the Mechaber mentions two days. One day, like the Shite of Rashi and Ramban, that Mitzvah kind of a mess applies to all cases, even not to Shosekach Metzchilo. And the other day, the Shite of Rabbetan, and he's not Machria. In Simen Reishin, he's Machria, like the Shite of Rabbetan, that the Din of Mitzvah kind of a mess applies only to cases where it's Hushlash Lekach Mitzchilo. Now, one thing. The Shtei Chemet has a very interesting discussion of the Din of Mitzvah Kain Divranus. Very, very interesting discussion. He mentions his story. The first Sadigur Rebbe, the greatest Hasidic Rebbe. So he wrote it Savoy. You know, in Ukrainian Gdelin, we're not accustomed to write Savoy. I never heard of a single Lithuanian god who wrote it Savoy.
I will.
Yeah, Savoy. They didn't do it. And they didn't do it on principle. It's not that they didn't do it because they neglected it. There wasn't such a thing as neglected. On principle, they didn't write Savoy. I know that Chaim Volozhiner wanted his descendants not to do certain things, but he didn't try to suffer. Because that was not the derech of the Lithuanian dealing throughout the generations to write to suffer.
Never.
I haven't heard. But the Hungarian dealing, all of them, they all wrote Savoy. And Hasidic Rabbein, so again, the Hasidic Rabbein, the Lithuanian Hasidic Rabbein, like the Balatanya, he was a Lithuanian, you know. So the Mizritza Magid, he didn't write in Sabres. But the Galician Hasidic Rabbein, or the Hungarian Hasidic Rabbein, so the Sadigura Rebbe, the founder of the Sadigura dynasty, he wrote in Sabres. But there was no kinyan. So the question came out. So what should they do? What should they follow the Savoy after all? And when he wrote the Savoy, it was not a Shridmar. He was a boy. He wrote in will in the same way as people today write wills, you know, when they're on the best of health.
Big Amart.
What?
He's an Amart.
Who's an Amart?
The Rebbe.
He wrote his Savoy. Please, he was a great person. He's one of the greatest Hasidic. He wrote his Savoy. So then the question came up, but he was not a Shridmar. And apparently, they all assumed, like the Shite of the Rashbo, that Divrei Shridmar Kirsubim Mesurim Damir only applies to Shridmar or somebody who is embarking on
a dangerous mission.
But a Bori, even if he spells it out, that he is Mitzaveh Machmas Nise, So the aloha of Divrei Shrimakas so and so and doesn't apply, because from the Ramo in Simon Reishin Zion it's mashma that he paskins like the Rashbo, not like the Marama Gutenberg and Rashi. So the question arose, what should he do? Is it Savoy, the Sagura Rebbe? In other words, there was no Kinyan, nothing. So maybe because of this kind of Rames. So the Shaila was presented to Rabbi Yisif Shol Natanzon, and Rabbi Yisif Shol Natanzon, the Shaila Meshiv, and to the Lemberg Rov, Rabbi Yitzchok Kittinger, the Lemberg Rov, the I suppose he was the grandson or the son of Rabbi Yaakov Feuerstein of the Yeshuas Yankees, and to a Goyen Hador, the Chemet says, Bar Munchashai, I don't know who he was, but he says, the Chemet says, Goyen Hador, Bar Munchashai. So the Sheol Meshis and the Munchashai passed that we have to enforce the Sadikur Rebbe Savoy completely, even though, I mean, it was at the expense of Yerusha Sabonim, you know. I mean, he said that this should be given to this one, and this one be given to that one.
His daughters.
Yeah, I don't know what he said, but anyway, he did not conform to the Seder Yerusha. He did not conform to the Yerusha. And the question was, and on the basis of Matan Shrivmara, so he passed through like the Rashbo, that Matan Shrivmara, so he saw it on the applies only to Shrivmara, not to Asbore. Even if he's in Salamachis. But the question is, maybe on the basis, and there was no Kiyan Bori, because Kiyan Bori, so he has to say that there has to be a couple of Kiyan, Kiyan Suda. There was no Kiyan Suda, there was nothing. Just the Tzavoy. But Mitzavamach Masmisi. So the question was whether it has to be enforced on the basis of Mitzvah kind of Rehabes or not. So the Lemberger Rov paskens, it cannot be enforced. It cannot be enforced. Because in Simen Reishin Veis, the Mechaber paskens, like Rabbi Tam Shite, that Mitzvah kind of Rames is only Shayach when it's Hushlash Mitzvah. And here it wasn't Hushlash Mitzvah, it was a will like any will today. It wasn't Hushlash Mitzvah. But the Sheila Meshis and the Mincha Shai, they passed that it has to be enforced. Even though in Simon Reishin Veis, the Mechaber and the Ramo passed like on the Tam Shite, that the Aloha of Mitzvah kind of Ames applies only to a case where it's Ushlash Nitach Mitchilo and here not. So they mentioned the Rosh Iksuves and the Ran Gittin, and that they say that the Gabi plainly shifchos yosol ikoyosuach yosol ikoyosuach gave his yoshi the shacharism. So the Ramban mentions a raya that Mitzvah kind of Ames applies even to a case where it's not Ushel Kam Tchilo. So what does the Rosh and Ran say? No, there it's better than Ushel Kam Tchilo, because he's a Mosek Mamesh, she's Mosekes Beatim Begufa. So it's even better than Hushel Kam Tchilo. Hushel Kam Tchilo has the semblance of Mosek, but this is Mamesh Mosek. So Mele, the Rebbeinu Shol Natanzon, the Sheol Meshiv, they say, now you look it up and it's a kind of a mess, because it's already late, but I'll just mention what they say. They say that in this case, since there was a Tzavoy of it, and within the Malchusei it was enforceable. If it's
Tzavoy, go to the government.
So if he would go to court, he would enforce it completely.
The federal court.
Federal court, state court. Shaul Natanzon didn't speak of federal courts. He said of Achoyes. I mean, what difference does it make, federal court, state court? Since the Dine Malchus is enforceable, so mainly it's considered that all the donees, all the beneficiaries, are already Mosek. Plainly, Shifrosi is a Mosek. Why the Mosek? Why the Mosaic? Because she's Mosaic Be'atzmo. I mean, no one has to get her. She's no owner of the shoes. But in the case of money or objects, but sins, the only thing that he has to do is to go to court. You go to court. So Mele is considered Mosaic already. Since it's enforced, and the arayas from the, and then there is the Chasam Hachuvah, Chasam Sefer, that when something is enforceable by Achoyes without any doubt, so then it's considered a Mosaic already. Because Bisham I say that he knew the Bishtar, so the Malvi is considered a Mosaic. We don't pass like Bisham, but we pass like Bisham because it's still Mechusarvi. But in this case where it's enforceable in courts, because there even Ishtar, Nurbishtar, it's not sure that you will collect it. Maybe there have been writers this and that, but where it is certain that it's enforceable by courts, let's say it's not a controversial will, you see. If it is a will where it is contested because some say that he was incompetent, then it's not considered a Mosaic. But when it's a simple matter, well, all he has to do is to go to the probate, and then as a team, it will be enforced. So the new Hashai and Rabbi Shon Natan and Paskin is considered Mosaic already. As much as Mosaic as the Shifcho is Mosaic at best. The second time smoke, all he has to do is to go sure. to court, and then it will, as a routine, it will be enforced.
What's the raya from Ishama that's
considered? No, I'm not, they don't mention the raya. I mention it, it shouldn't sound so strange. So I say, Ishama, I say that every mule bishtar, so the Malvi is the Mosaic, not the lady. Why? Because he has the raya. So Bisil Achelik, so. Why? Because it's not sure. Every time you produce a shtar, so you are going to collect, maybe you'll produce anything that you paid. Maybe as a shaver, maybe at all kinds of things. But when it is sure, this is the pshat in Rabbi Zifshon Natazan, where it is a sure thing. If the will is of dubious significance, you know, there's a question whether it was competent, then it's not a Mosaic, the beneficiary is not. But if it's not of dubious significance, when it is a sure thing, you know, you just have to present it. You just have to present it. Let's say you have a bond, a United States bond, that is immediately payable. So it's considered Mosaic already. All you have to do is just to present it to the bank, that's all. So here too, since the Savoye by the Segura Rebbe was a simple Savoye, and once it is presented before the Achoyes, so it will be enforced, so mainly all the beneficiaries of the Segura Rebbe Savoye are considered Mosokim like plain Shifras. I mean, I didn't say such a Chiddush, but Rabbi Zifshon Natanzon said it, and Nechashai, and Nechayomti, yeah, he says, G'dil Ador, Nechbal Nechashai. It's not a Nechashai, a Chumash, it's something else. There's the Messiah, so it's another word. I don't even know what his name was. You'll find it in the Chanit. And then the mention Rayas from the Radvaz, and from other Rishayim, that when something is readily enforceable, it's considered like already Mosaic. In other words, the Gilvi is not considered in Mosaic because it's not so simple. I truly collect it. But when it's a sure thing that all he has to do is to present something to the Achoyes, to this, to that, then it's considered a Mosaic. So whenever there is a will that is enforceable in courts, so maybe we can apply the din of Miskayemes. I mean, this is of great value because unfortunately people, the most orthodox people, the right wills, and they don't care that it should be executed according to the din. I discussed it. So the question is it anybody. I mean, of course, all these rules are admitted, are prohibited in court, and then they are enforced. Are they acting against the law? So, of course, at the very outset, the proper thing is to write a will that will conform to law. I discussed with you. But the Eved, so we can rely on the psak of the Shiru Nation. All right.
That's
so,
the mitzvah
was made
of MS.
Because
of
Mitzvah Kaidu MS. That's the moment of his host. It's not just...
What is the source of there? Mitzvah Kaidu MS.
That's the Gemara. I mean, so it's tended. That's the Gemara. Rameya, Mitzvah Kaidu MS.
But where did he get it from?
It's the Konis Chachomim. What do you mean?
The Konis Chachomim?
That's right. It's the Konis Chachomim. All right, now.
Is honor in the dead?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Please, Mr. Mullins, I don't understand what they got from. Where did it come from?
Okay. Now, someday I would like to start the second pair.
We didn't finish the first pair.
We finished it.
No, please.
I'm sure that we will not get into the sugya of Hanisik and Katafras. That's in the Kvayv Dikinyan. But we should go over up to the end of on the base of Daftes Rafa, up to Hanisik and Katafras.
The Benetan Shita, it's like silicon. Or is it, because when you say Muchzekis, it's so, in other words, what's the reason why Rabbeinu Tam says you have to be a hushlash? Why should you have to be a
hushlash? Hushlash has a semblance of music. No, he's not music, man.
She's doing it.
But somebody else is holding it for him. Was told to hold it for him.
So
it's like the same
word. She wasn't music. She's doing it. What is the word of it? The Gemara says it.
It has the semblance of music. But music, mamish, is not as
because
the shift was music because he's got his own body.
Fight the takana in
it's not the shusayoshi, and mitzvah kind of ames applies to every case where the moment is not the shusayoshi. If it's shushlos the kach metchilo, so it's not the shusayoshi. But if it's not the shusayoshi. So it still comes to the Shusayoshi. But if he's music mamish, it's not the Shusayoshi. So Mele, Rabbi Sifshon Nathan says, when it's with no certainty, enforceable by the Achoyim, as a matter of fact, it has to be presented to the Achoyim. So Mele, it's not the Shusayoshi anymore. That money, once a will is made, so, and it's beyond the to present it to court, and there is no, it's not even contested. There are no shires, no strings attached to it. So that means, just as a matter of routine, we have to present it to the Achoyim. So it's not the Shusayoshi. It's very mysterious. I wouldn't say it, because it's a big chiddush.
According to the Rashi and the Rambam hold that nobody's ever any issur of not being Meirish who we're supposed to be Meirish, because there's always a din of mitzvah came through the MS. If somebody says this one should be Meirish and not that one, he's never ever any issurim of not being, when is there ever issur?
So the Rambam says another chiddush. He says, in order to answer certain rayas, he says mitzvah kind of a mess is only shayach when the mess directed someone to do it. But suppose the mess says, he says the house that I own in this city
should go.
He doesn't direct anybody, but if he appoints us, he will. So there are trustees, you know, and they are executors of the will. So there is a directive, there is a tzivu. Mitzvah kind of Ramban says that mitzvah kind of a mess is only shayach when there is a directive, there is
so
a tzivu.
Even if it would be in a star without a directive.
Yeah. So fair, you could ask a kasha. You could why did the Chachomim have to misaki? If the halacha of a mess applies even to a case where it's not to become tefillah, so every matoneh shridmara should be enforced on the basis of Mr. Kangana Mehta.
No, because maybe the schumer will get better. Maybe he'll get up.
If it gets better, so then there is no Mr. Kangana Mehta. There is no mess. There is no mess, and then he's chayzer legamre. There is no mess.
Oh, you're chayzer by get the rocker?
If it gets better, so there is no mess.
So,
that's right.
Even man is also, you go back and give it, you give it back to the schumer.
Yeah. If it gets better, so of course it goes back to Yeshua.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? So now you know. Okay. So the kashi is, Rishenim is the kashi. Rishenim is the kashi. So mele, if Bishlim, if we say like Hamasah, all right, it's no kashi. Well, it's not true. But according to Rashi and Ramban, the team is not too shlash the kashi in Trilo. So there is a locher, Mitzvah kind of a mess, Kefin, it's a schools. So maybe why do Chacham have to be misakin? Maton Shrimma. And then Reb Lezer is chelik a Maton Shrimma. But he's not chelik a Mitzvah kind of a mess. That's another machlek between Reb Meir and Reb Yesi. But Reb Lezer could agree with Reb Meir. So the Shem say, Mitzvah kind of a mess is only Shaira and there is a direction. It's Mitzvah. You get it. Say, in every will, there are trustees, there are executors. So the directive is addressed to the trustees, to the executors of the will. But if he says that this house, I want that this friend of mine should have it, and he doesn't tell anybody to do it, he doesn't appoint any trustees, then there is no mitzvah kind of a mess. But if he shrivra did it, so then the matan is carried on the basis of the special takana.
But who's it going to go to?
What?
Who will it go to? There's no directive.
What is it? No directive. No one to take care of it.
There is no.
There's no.
Carl will take over. Carl will take over.
It's his mommy.
Right. Carl will take
it's
over.
It's his mommy.
And the directive just means you have to have someone responsible for it.
That's right.
You don't need better directing. You don't need
better. Doesn't necessarily involve the directive. He just says, this house, I want that it should be owned
by
this person. He doesn't direct anybody. No one is responsible. So then,
takes over.
But if he says, I want my children to give this house to this person, then there is mitzvah. According to Rambam.
I mean, he has to say who that is.
That's right, who directs. He has to instruct someone.
If he's a helping man.
In other words, he has to say it to the Yorshim. That's the problem.
If he's a helping man.
Remember, it's the Yorshim. Of course, the Yorshim are those who are shyach to fulfill it. He'll tell a strange person, he should give it.
Because the mitzvah kind of diberemes means that because the mitzvah is upon you,
that's right. But it's not a mitzvah like davening three times a day. It means it's an obligation, it's a schus vested in the beneficiary, and an obligation incumbent upon the person who is instructed to do it, and whose charge the moment is.
Well, even if it's not even with only for the Irish, or she was saying only
no,
for
no,
one.
No, 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 Rajesh. If in every will, they appoint trustees, executors, and they are responsible, so then we can say it's a kind of mess.
But the
not to compliment that person. It would have been an avera. They would be either a mishama lechosh menafshecha. The answer is they were mechuyev to be misanefesh themselves.
Misanefesh, or they were just
not misanefesh. Mamesh exposing themselves.
But this was shasher chayka that mechuyev to be misanefesh.
That's right.
So they weren't chayv misa for them.
Right.
No, it doesn't mean chayv misa. I'm loyal.
No, it doesn't mean chuyev.
It doesn't mean chuyev.
It
means
what?
It
doesn't mean
what?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
may be getting in a Hayam. Yoma before an Echtav. Abeloy before an Echtav. Before an Echtav. Abeloy before an Echtav. Or before an Echtav Kule. Before an Echtav Chetzi. Before an Echtav Chetzi means only 1/8 signed the get in my presence, but the other 8 did not sign the get in my presence. In other words, the 8 in my Reuven and Shimon, so the Shliach says, only Reuven signed his name in my presence, but Shimon did not sign. Before I nechtaf kulei, before I nechtaf chetzei. Or before I nechtaf chetzei, only 1/2 of the text that he wrote was written in my presence. And the signature, so both had him signed in my presence. It's still not sufficient. Because in order that the get should be kosher, then the Shliach has to testify that the whole text of the get was written in his presence, and that both had him signed in his presence. There's the Takanas Hachot. Echo de ima before I nechta. The Echodina before my Nechta. So the question is, Rashi doesn't discuss it because there is a Machlekes in the Gemara. In other words, he definitely has reference to the case where two bring the get. But the question is, were both appointed to Shluchim, or one was appointed to Shliach? And the other one was not as appointed as a shliach. So it's the machlekes in the north. But anyway, so Rashi, so echod imel for an echtam. The echod imel for an echtam. Because if one of the two who bring the get says before an echtam, and the other one says before an echtam, so it's possible, in other words, the same one who testifies as to the Ksive has to testify as the Ksime. But it cannot be split that one will be Nemon when he testifies just on the Ksive, and the other one will testify on the Ksime. So, Echad Imel from an Echad Imel from an Echtam Post, Shnai Imel from an Echtam, the Echad Imel from an Echtam is also possible. Why? Because, according to Nekan, why? Because since, of course, the testimony by two is good, I mean, it doesn't require any explanations. To aid him, have mnemonis in collateral equally, why shouldn't they have mnemonis in this? They are never in everything. So as far as the bureau of, in regard to the Ksive, there is no problem. But, how many testify as to the Ksime? Only one. So one in Kolatere Kule has no mnemonis, and the other has no mnemonis. But here, Shliach by Get, the Chachon gave mnemonis. Shliach Medek Daik. So it's a special mnemonis by Shliach by Get. It's not on the basis of a general principle that is applicable to Kolatere Kule. But a special aloch that the Shliach has mnemonis on the Get. So Mimele, since here the one who testifies on the Ksime, who is only Nidach, and he does not also testify in the Ksive, so Mimele doesn't have no money. Does that matter? But one second, please don't interrupt me. Please do me a favor. Don't interrupt. I haven't gone over the Mishnah yet. Please don't interrupt. I haven't said anything yet. Please, I know what I'm talking about. I haven't gone over the Mishnah yet. There is no sense in asking questions. We just be wasting the time. That's all. Shnai Mimim from an Echtam, Ve'echot Imel from an Echtam. Why? As far as the Nemone is on the Ksideh, there is no problem trading. But the two waiting only testifies to the Ksideh as to the Ksimena. So even if the one who testifies on the Chsime is the Shliach, so a Shliach has special mnemonis. Needless to mention, if the one who testifies under Sinai is not a Shliach, so he's a regular Yidach. So of course he has no Nemanes, a regular Yidach. Only the Shliach. But even if the one who testifies under Sinai happens to be the Shliach, and the Chachamim gave special Nemanes to the Shliach, Shliach Medek Daike, but here he's not Nemon, because the Chachamim gave special Nemanes to the Shliach only when he testifies on everything. Then he's Medek Daike. But when he doesn't testify on the whole get, he's not Medek Daike. That's Tanakam. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is Chelek. We don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says in the Maskone that Rabbi Yehuda is Chelek even in the case of the Reishi. Not only does Rabbi Yehuda say in the case of Shnai Mimun from Einu Nechtav, the Echad Eimel from Einu Nechtam is kosher. Even the Reishi of Echad Eimel from Einu Nechtav, the Echad Eimel from Einu Nechtam is also kosher. Is also kosher. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole Tam is because of Kiyum. So if the Tam is of Kiyum, so he shouldn't even testify. And he shouldn't even have to testify in the Ksive. The Ksive has to do with Kiyum. Ksive, if the Tam is because of Lishmo, so then Lishmo applies to everything. But if the Tam is because of an Eden Mishim Likaime, he shouldn't even have to testify on the Ksive. But why, according to Rove, does the Shliach have to testify on the Ksive also? Because generally speaking, Kim Shtoras and Idechot in the Shliach has no Nemanes. The Chachomim are only Maimin is Idechot the Shliach to be Nikayim the Get, by Get, but by other Shtoras not. So if it, if it wouldn't be necessary for the Shliach to testify and exceed it, then people say, oh, by Get, and Idechot has Nemanes, by all Shtoras and Idechot has Nemanes. And that's not so, because Kim Shtoras requires trading, so as a hacker of it, people shouldn't make a mistake and equate all Shtoras with Get and be Machshia. And Idechot in Kim Shtoras, the Chachomim required, he has to testify and exceed it to. Then people will not equate other Shtoras with Get, because they'll say, you see that here is a special aloche, he has to testify and exceed also. Some male rabbi holds, in the case where there is someone who testifies, even though he's only a midachot, so then there is already enough of a heker, and the male is kosher. Then, echad imel from a nechtav, ushnai imel from a nechtav, kosher. According to everybody, according to the comment too, because if it's Shnai Mimun from the Nechtam, so then we don't have to be gazy at doing Osel Achlufe. Because Osel Achlufe, because what do people say? In old stories, two can be Mikayim. Of course, they can be Mikayim. So maybe even come to Mikayim, it's kosher. Now let's see the Rashi. How maybe getting the Nesayam, the Oma before the Nechtam, but the Lord before the Nechtam. So, before the Nechtam, a Voloy before the Nechtam. It's kosher. And even before the Nechtam, Kulei, before the Nechtam, Chetzei, is also kosher. So, what does it mean before the Nechtam, Chetzei? Before the Nechtam, Chetzei means the Shliach only testifies on one signature that it was signed in his presence. Before the Nechtam, Chetzei, Echod Nei, Echod Eimea, before the Nechtam, the Echod Eimeya before an echtam is possible. So Rashi says, Ikisha get, so that might have reference to one of two situations. Either in the case where only one of the two was appointed a shliach, the other one is not a shliach. So the other one is a regular idechot, not a shliach. Ikisha get, he is in tahasidei echot. Shehu Miviyei, then Chavir Shliya Bavosei, so then it's very simple as to why it's possible. Mishmoch Apostle, the Shliya Chasachur, Rabbonu Mbrinu Tavai, Uman de Mekelei. But there is a machlekes in the mark. One mandoma says that it has reference to the case where both were appointed shlichot. So everyone has nemones of a shliach. So why do we care that it was split, that one testifies as to the chsive and one testifies as to the chsive? Uman de Mekelam bigmora bishishneim shluchim afl hochepos kidin de chadu diike achsime. There is only one who testifies on the chsive. V'yiru leimasid ha-chsive, ose la-achlufe b'kim shtoret de'alme b'ida. So, memele, he will equate it with other shtores, then he'll say, if we believe them, so then they'll say that, in other words, so people still make a mistake. If the same one, the same shliach, testifies on both, then no one will make a mistake that by all shtores and the decho the shliach, so he has nemones. Because they know here it is something unique. Why, how do we know it's unique? He also has to testify on the ksive. In other shtores, there is no such thing as testifying on the ksive. But if we are mamin in the case where one testifies on the ksive, and one testifies on Chsime, some people, some observers, will only take notice of the fact that one testified on Chsime, and then we hear the get was recognized. They will not know that there was another one who testified on Chsime as well. And what will they say? Oh, it's a din poshut that the Hidechot can be Mikayim Shtoros, Chsime Shtoros. And that's not so. So Mele is possible. So Uman de Meitunam Bignor Bishneim Shluchim Af Lohachatos Kibn de Chadu Di Kach Sime Viyu Limasi Da Ksive Ose Lach Lufa Bikim Shtore Zal Mebi Zerachot Kila Amrino Mfere Kame Shnai Meimrim Bifon Ay Nechta. So there is no problem in their nemones to aid it. But the Echot Shlishi, he says Bifon Ay Nechta, Nama Posse Mishum Hay Taimeh. Even in the case, according to Mandoma, who says, Bishaget Yeitzim Tachas Yishneyem, so he will say, Bishaget Yeitzim Tachas Shleisho, all the three. So still, since the one who testifies on the Chsime, so he does not, he's a Shliach, but he doesn't testify on the Chsive. So the observer might not take notice of the fact that there were two others who testified on the Ksive, and Mimele, they will say that Midechot is Nemon in Kim Shtores, and that's not so. So, Kim Dechadu Abdi Kachsime, Knashtaim, and from Nechot Dechot Shlishim, and all of us, my time, the Rabbi Yudah Machshe. Why? The Chidin di Matzuchim Lash the Nama Ksive, Oy hu, oy achay, shlosh lachlof. Rabbi Yudah is not chayshish. Maybe an observer will only take notice of the one who testifies on the ksime, and will not take notice of the one who testifies on the ksime. He'll think that only one testified on the ksime, and still he knows, doesn't recognize it. So he'll come to the conclusion that kim shtores can be done by Yah. But then the Gemara says it. Well, I'm going on. The holocaust of Rabbi Yudah Abba Rishayna. Ayachodim Melfon and Echta, the Echodim Melfon Echta. Echodim Melfon and Echta, Vushnaim Melfon and Echta, Mkosh, Bignor Mephosh. Now, the Gemara is a Kash. So the first brother, there are so many brothers here in the Mishnah. So the first brother, Hamid the Gethinus, Ayam, Bona Melfon and Echta, Avaloi Melfon and Echta. So on the second brother, Bifon and Echta, Avaloi Melfon and Echta, Loi Melfon and Echta. So it's possible. Well, isn't that spelled out in the first Mishnah? Hamidi getting this a yam tzorch lema b'fon a nechta avu b'fon a nechta. What does it mean? He has to say both. Why does he have to repeat again in the first Mishnah, second period? That one is not enough. The first Mishnah, by saying tzorch lema b'fon a nechta avu b'fon a nechta, he's saying in effect that if he said b'fon a nechta not b'fon a nechta, or b'fon a nechta not b'fon a nechta, it's possible. So why the period again? Hosu Sulamuri Otanali Hodizim. So, Hamidi getting Zayam Soshin from Yachta from Yachta. Iha me ayyava minitsorius. Vileoma kosher. If the Mishnah told us just that what it says in the first Mishnah, in the first period, so I would say it's a chile, that's the proper thing. But the Eved, even if he says one, so it's also right. So Kamashma, no. If the Eved is also marked, both. Now then, the third Bava in the Mishnah says, Bifonai Nechtav Chetye, Uvifonai Nechtav Kule is possible. Now there are two Gosoyes, you'll see in the text. In our text it says, Hamidu Getin Nesayam, Vomel Fonai, I mean it's just in the order of the Bavas, nothing substantial. I mean, the...